All right, so you sent over a bunch of stuff recently about business financials, really good stuff,
Yeah.
articles, your own notes, all that good stuff. And it seems like it all kind of comes back to this idea of like really understanding your numbers,
Yeah, that's one you
like
gotta know.
having a good handle on your business financials.
That can be a little intimidating for folks, but it's so incredibly important. And the stuff you sent over really, kind of hits on all the reasons why.
It really does. And we even have some stuff in there, some practical tips, some first steps even. So basically what we're going to do today is try to distill that down,
Yeah.
pull out the most important parts so you walk away not feeling overwhelmed, but feeling like, okay, I really get why this matters.
Right.
And I have like at least some ideas of where to start.
Absolutely.
So let's just dive right in.
Okay.
One of the things that kept coming up over and over again in the material was this concept of cash flow.
Yeah, cash flow, that's really the lifeblood of any business. It's the money coming in, the money going out, and one of the pieces you sent over described it as like flying blind if you don't understand your cash flow.
And that's pretty scary, especially when you think about that stat that we saw, which is that like poor cash flow is one of the top reasons why businesses fail.
Yeah, and I think that really underscores just how practical this is. You can have a great product, a great team, but if you don't have the cash to like actually make payroll or pay your suppliers or deal with those unexpected expenses that pop up, that can really put you in a tough spot.
And that's where understanding, where your money's coming from and where it's going can help you anticipate that and maybe even, see those problems coming.
Exactly. You can see, where you might be overspending, where your strongest revenue streams are, and make sure you have enough cash to meet those obligations.
And it's not even just about, avoiding those pitfalls. The
Right.
material also talked about how this clarity, like actually understanding your financials helps you make better decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about it, I mean, almost every major decision that a business makes has some financial component to it.
How
Whether
about
you're
me?
talking about hiring new people or launching a new marketing campaign or investing in equipment, all those things require resources. And so, your financial data is really what gives you the context to make those decisions wisely. And as the stuff you sent over said, without good records, you're essentially just guessing. And those guesses can lead to some pretty costly mistakes.
It
Yeah.
makes you wonder, like, how many businesses out there are, hitting roadblocks or making decisions that they later regret
Yeah.
simply because they didn't have that clear financial picture
Right.
when they made the choice.
Absolutely.
And, this is something for you listening to think about as well. Like, can you think back to a time when you made a business decision and, deep down, you didn't really have all the financial information that you probably should have, and maybe that, led to a different outcome than what you were hoping for?
Yeah, it can be really enlightening to look back at those kinds of situations.
And what's really interesting is that, tracking your financials over time, like really consistently, it starts to show you patterns and trends.
Yeah, that's
You
right.
know, things that you might not necessarily see if you're just kind of like, looking at things on a day-to-day basis.
Right. It gives you that bigger picture perspective.
The material had some really good examples in it, like seasonal peaks in sales. If
Right.
you're not tracking that data, you might miss, those opportunities to really maximize during those periods.
Right.
Or even understand like why things are slower certain times of the year.
Yeah, or even something like noticing that your supply costs are consistently increasing. That can allow you to start being proactive about looking for alternatives or maybe adjusting your pricing strategy.
Yeah, it's almost like your financial data is like talking to you.
Yeah, it is. It's telling you a story.
Yeah, it's telling you a story. And if you're not paying attention, you're missing out on like all these insights.
Absolutely.
There was one thing that I thought was so interesting that the material pointed out, and that was this idea of like uncovering quietly outperforming parts of your
Oh,
business,
yeah.
which I think is so fascinating.
Yeah. You might have a general sense of, what products are popular or what services are profitable. But when you actually look at the numbers, sometimes you can be really surprised. And so by tracking, your revenue and your profitability at a really detailed level, maybe by product line or service offering, you might have that like aha moment where you realize that, something that you thought was kind of a minor part of your business is actually driving a significant portion of your success.
Like a hidden gem.
Exactly. And once you identify that, then you can really start to focus more resources and attention on what's working.
Right. Like, imagine you find out that, you know, this little service that you offer almost as an afterthought is actually like way more profitable than your main product line. That's huge.
That's huge.
I mean, that could totally change how you approach your business.
Yeah, absolutely. You might start bundling it differently or training your sales team to emphasize it more, or even, you know, develop new offerings that are similar and have that same high profit margin.
Yeah. So now let's talk about something that maybe isn't quite as exciting, but it's super important.
Yeah.
And that's taxes.
Yeah.
You know, the material that you sent over made this really great point about, you know, staying tax ready.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people kind of cringe when they hear the word taxes.
I know.
But, you know, the reality is that if you're tracking your financials consistently throughout the year,
yeah,
it makes tax preparation so much easier.
Yeah. It goes from this like mad dash
right
at the last minute,
yeah, scrambling for receipts and invoices,
it's something that's actually like manageable,
right,
which is huge,
and it saves so much stress.
Yeah. And you know, on top of that, the text even mentioned that, you know, sometimes you can find deductions that you didn't even know you were eligible for,
right,
which is like free money for your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who doesn't love that? And it's not just about the convenience factor, you know, it's also about compliance. You know, like making sure that your records are accurate,
right,
really reduces the risk of errors, which can lead to audits or penalties.
Absolutely.
And nobody wants that.
No.
So we've talked about how tracking your financials, you know, helps you understand where your business is at right now.
Yeah.
It can help you see trends and anticipate, you know, things that might be coming down the road.
Right.
It can help you stay on top of things like taxes.
Yeah.
But it also serves as like a really important benchmark.
Right.
You know, it's a way to actually see if you're making progress towards the goals that you've set for your business.
Absolutely.
And the material used this great analogy of calling it like a scoreboard for your business.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it.
You know, like you set these targets, you know, whether it's hitting a certain revenue number.
Right.
Or reducing your overhead or achieving a certain profit margin.
Right.
And tracking your financials is how you actually measure how you're doing.
Exactly. It gives you that feedback loop so you can see what's working, what's not working.
Yeah. And then you can course correct.
Right.
You know.
You can make adjustments.
You can make adjustments. Otherwise, you're just kind of like, you know, throwing things at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Hoping for the best. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about, you know, your own internal assessment.
Right.
The material also talked about how, you know, having strong financials really helps you build trust with others.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, who needs to have confidence in your business?
Oh, I mean, you know, you've got potential investors,
right?
Loan providers, people who might want to partner with you,
right?
And all of those folks are going to want to see your financial records.
Of course.
To make sure that you're a good investment, to assess the risk.
Mm.
And so having, you know, clean, up-to-date financials really demonstrates that you're responsible, that you're competent.
Right. It makes you look good.
Exactly.
And then there's also the internal side of it, you know, like within your own team.
Yeah.
The text kind of subtly touched on this idea of internal trust and accountability.
Right. Because when you're transparent about the financial performance of your company.
Yeah.
It helps everyone on the team feel more invested in its success.
They understand the big picture.
Right. And they understand the impact of their role.
Right.
On the overall health of the business.
So hopefully by now we've convinced everyone listening why this is important.
Yeah.
Why tracking your financials is crucial.
Absolutely.
But I know for a lot of people, the idea of like actually diving into the details can feel a little overwhelming.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where do you even begin?
Yeah.
But the good news is the material you shared really emphasizes that getting started doesn't have to be complicated.
That's right.
You know, it really comes down to some pretty basic steps.
Yeah.
And the source laid it out, you know, pretty simply. It said consistently recording all of your income and all of your expenses is the first step.
Yeah, and that's the foundation.
Yeah, and then it talked about, you know, categorizing those transactions in a way that makes sense for your business.
Uh-huh.
You know, they gave some examples like, you know, simple categories like rent utilities.
Right.
Marketing expense.
Yeah, or depending on your business, it might be things like cost of goods sold.
Oh, right.
Or sales commissions.
Yeah.
Or even things like software subscriptions or research and development.
Totally. And then the text also recommended, you know, making it a habit to actually review these records on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Which I think is really key.
Absolutely. Consistency is key.
So that it doesn't become this like mountain of a task that you're just dreading.
Yeah, you got to stay on top of it.
And then, you know, to make things even easier, there are tools out there. The materials specifically mention accounting software like QuickBooks
Right.
and even Conquer Pro, which was a specific example from the stuff that you sent.
Yeah, those are great tools.
You know, these platforms are designed to make it so much easier to record and categorize and report on your financial data.
And they can save you a ton of time and headache.
For sure. And you know, if numbers just aren't your thing,
Yeah.
or you just don't have the time or the bandwidth,
Right.
the material even suggested, you know, bringing in a professional. It's
Absolutely.
like a bookkeeper or an accountant.
Yeah, sometimes that's the best way to go.
Yeah, get everything set up correctly and make sure you're on the right track.
Right. And it often pays for itself in the long run
For sure.
because it frees up your time to focus on what you do best.
Right, run your business.
Exactly.
So to kind of bring everything full circle,
Yeah.
your business financials, they really are telling a story.
They are.
You know, the material called it like the bottom line, which I love that. It's like the story of your business.
Yeah, they reveal your strengths, they highlight your
They
weaknesses.
show you where you've been, where you are, and where you could potentially go.
Exactly.
And the text even said, you know, ignoring that story.
Right.
It's kind of like trying to navigate a ship without a compass.
Yeah.
You might make some progress, but you're probably going to run into trouble at some point.
Eventually, yeah.
So here's a final thought for you to really consider. What surprising chapter might your business's financial story reveal if you really take the time to dive into those details?
Yeah.
What hidden insights are waiting to be discovered?
That's a great question.
That could, you know, fundamentally change how you understand your business's past
Right.
and its potential future.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Uncovering those insights and using them to drive your business forward.
That's the power of understanding your financials.